Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry with us. I'm Brad Brown. And today's question comes from Muhammad Adams. Lindsay, I love it when guys tend to answer their own question in the question. He said, "Hi, Coach, how important is it to get 3 ultra runs in before Comrades?" He says, "I notice you don't prescribe these in your finisher or bronze programs."
Yeah, Muhammad, it's not, it's certainly not compulsory or it's not recommended in those programs. That's why it's not in. But I'm going to just assume you're asking the question because you're perhaps on one of the faster programs. So even then, it'll depend on when I'm working with individuals. It'll depend on a couple of factors, but I typically look at 2 to 3 marathons and 2 ultras. That's kind of where I look at for me as the ideal in terms of what people should be running. And I also try and plan the program so that where possible, there are 3 to 4 weeks between each marathon and between each ultra. And I also try and plan it so that really none of those is a race. It's always you can do a race, but it should be done as a long training run, with the exception that if you haven't qualified yet and seeding really is important to you, then I would look at having one of those marathons, but no later than the end of February, to be run hard for seeding. And then the other 1 to 2 marathons or 1 to 2 ultras would then be purely training runs.
Awesome, Lindsay. Thank you very much. Muhammad, thank you for your question as well. We're back again in a day's time on the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.